Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, with Christmas just around the corner, I'm sure you're delighted at the prospect of that. There's going to be lots and lots more waste knocking around the house. But do you know what you can and can't recycle? Dr. Joanne Rourke is the spokesperson for My Waste. Joanne is with us here in studio today. Good afternoon, Joanne. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Are we good at recycling in Ireland?
Well, I think most people understand the importance of recycling. But when it comes to recycling, I think there's still a lot of confusion out there. Mm. And we are asking people in My Waste to just, you know, take a minute before you bin it and to take a breath when you're about to throw something out and think about where it should go.
Yeah. I heard this campaign recently, the take a minute before you bin it, because there's a lot of things when you do the quick fire round with people, myself included, that we get wrong. So what are the problem areas?
Well, the two big problem areas are too much food and too many soft plastics are going into the general waste bin. So research from the EPA has shown us that 2/3 of what's in our general waste bin should actually be in either a food bin or our recycling bin. So food and soft plastics are the two big problem areas.
Well, for instance, in my situation, we don't have a compost bin. So all the food goes into the, you know, the general bin or the black bin. Everything goes into it.
Well, that's
a problem. Yeah, yeah, probably shouldn't be telling
problem.
You that, should I?
But just to say, 70% of people in Ireland actually do have a brown bin service, organic bin service. And if you haven't, if you ask your waste collector, they should provide you with one because you are entitled to it.
So every house, once you employ your refuge company or your,
yes,
your bin company, they, if you ask for the compost bin, they have to provide it, do they?
They have to provide it, yes. And that is being rolled out, and we are working closely with the waste industry to make sure that happens.
So if we get onto them, they'll probably provide it for us. We've a kind of a funny situation though, because we don't have we all don't have our own individual bins.
Okay.
It's nearly similar to what happens at an apartment complex where there's sort of the one, or the two large skip type bins, you know, where you have a green one and a black one and everyone throws it all into that. So,
well, I suppose there what you need to do is talk to whoever manages that situation, the estate management company or whoever is actually dealing directly with the waste company, whoever pays the bills.
Yeah.
And ask to request.
That is the issue, is it? It's food is a big problem for households.
Food is a big problem for households. So I think people just confused about where to put different things. And remember, your food waste bin can also take items like compostable tea bags, like paper napkins, things like that. They can all go into your food waste bin as well.
Okay. So what else are we putting in the wrong bin typically?
Well, what we find is that, you know, sometimes things go into the recyclable bin and they're the right things, but they're not clean enough. Or there is water in them or something like that. So you have to make sure that everything you put into your recycling bin is clean, dry and loose. So you need to, like I said, let's say it's a yogurt carton. So it's lunchtime now. People might be having a yogurt for their lunch. You rinse out that carton, make sure it's dry and put it into your recyclable bin. And the reason for that is that if excess fluid gets into that bin, then the paper and cardboard in that bin will get wet and it won't be recyclable anymore.
Okay.
So you will have a contamination situation.
So putting anything into the green bin, it's got to be clean and it's got to be dry.
Yes, it's got to be clean, dry and loose.
Yeah, so that's your shampoo bottles and all of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yes. You just rinse them out, give them a good shake. Obviously, your shampoo bottle is harder to dry than, say, you know, a yogurt carton. But, you know, give it a good shake. Make sure there's no excess fluid in there. And pop the lid on and just pop it into your recycling bin.
Listeners wondering about tinfoil. Can you recycle it?
I get asked for that a lot. And that's a really interesting one, because if it's clean, it can be recycled and you just scrunch it up into a little ball, put it into your recycling bin. If, however, and Christmas is coming, as you said, a great time for waste. if you've used it to cook your turkey and there is oil and grease and so on it, obviously you're not going to scrub all that off. So then it goes into your general waste bin.
Okay, so clean, dry tin foil in the green bin, dirty used tin foil in the black bin.
Yeah.
Okay, listener wants you to settle a huge argument in their house, Joanne. The soft plastic lids on food, things that peel off, can you recycle those?
Yes, you can. Now, there's probably confusion about this because a few years ago we were asking people not to put soft plastics into the recycling
bin. What lids? I want an example of that from that listener. What are they talking about?
Soft plastics. Well, really like a baggier, you know, oven chips would come in.
Oh, yeah. Ready meal type thing. So that sort of thing. Piece
so
of
also
film.
Those, yeah, those, they're soft plastics. Any sort of plastic you can scrunch up. That's not, it's not rigid.
So if that's clean, that can go in the recycling bin.
Which the
lid. Soft plastic bit, yeah.
Yes,
the lid.
Absolutely.
Oh, what okay,
yeah,
so it can.
Now, the confusion probably is a couple of years ago, you couldn't because it would get stuck in the sorting machines in the sorting centre that the waste collectors have.
Yeah.
But since then, the machines and technology have evolved and they can now handle that waste. So
okay.
It all goes into your recycling.
So that soft plastic lid from the top of your ready meal, if it's clean yes. and dry, you can go into the green bin.
So have they said who won that argument?
No, they're not yet. I've got an update now, though. This listener is wondering about recycling crisp packets. They often say that you can recycle them, but I'm never sure.
Put them into your recycling bin because, as I said, the waste collectors, they do have a sorting centre, so they will actually sort everything there.
But there's always still a salty, greasy texture inside the crisp packet, though, no?
Give them a little rinse.
So they need to be rinsed, right?
They need to be, well, you know, I mean, if it's not too much, I wouldn't worry about it. But.
Okay. Which bin do you empty the tablet blister packs go into? I'm not sure. What are they talking about?
Okay, that's a really good one as well. Because
Panadol's going, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because usually they're a mixture of plastic with some foil on them. So you have two different materials there. I would put those in the general waste bin.
Both packets? Both. The box? No, the box part.
Oh, no,
recycled,
the box part.
But
no.
The actual...
No, the blister. So you take the blister pack out. Make sure all the tablets have been used.
Yeah.
Not all at the same time, obviously.
Yeah.
And... you put the blister pack into your general waste bin, but obviously your cardboard box, you put that into your recycling.
Recycling. Pizza boxes. Can we recycle or not?
Yes. But usually we compost them because if you remember your pizza boxes, there's going to be grease and cheese and bits of red pepper and stuff on them. So therefore that soil, it's not clean enough for recycling, but usually they're kind of a very... nice cardboard that can be composted.
Okay, so you can compost the pizza box. Yeah,
yes,
and it's obviously going to be dirty and grease on it. Is it true that one wrongly recycled item will ruin the entire bin? And if that's the case, like with a housing estate, you know, if you've got one person who puts contaminated bins.
It depends really on what that is. If it's something small that can be sorted out and taken out in the sorting centre, then... it's probably fine. But let's say you threw, I don't know, a whole pot of cold tea or something into your recycling bin by mistake, then it might, you know, contaminate quite yours and your neighbours and whatever is around it.
Yeah. Okay. So you need to sort that out yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, Joanne, Jerry says, will you please do an Excel sheet with everything on it? Please, please, please.
Oh, but we do in a way. We have the mywaste.ie site and on there we have an A to Z of... lots of different types of materials. And if you just go on there and check it, it will tell you where to put your item. And if you have a most unusual item and it's not there, you can actually just message us through the website and we'll get back to you on that.
Okay, good stuff.
Or on our social media.
You can get in contact with you there. Yeah. Dr. Joanne Work, spokesperson for My Waste. Joanne, thanks a million for joining us. Yeah, and clarifying some of our listeners' questions today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.